Good morning and you're welcome to the opening of an hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another segment of the opening of an hour. It's another time of the day. It's a time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the word of God. Today is a brand new day. It is the 25th day in the month of November, and we are here with our hearts of gratitude. Not only because today is a new day, because the year is coming to an end, and today is a new week. Unto you, immortal, invisible Lord, we've come to say thank you. Thank you for preserving, for protecting, for watching over us. Lord, we are grateful. As a nation, as a country, as a people, as a family, we've come to say thank you. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. If this is the first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to dive into the Word of God. We get to take our devotion first thing in the morning. We get to listen to what God has to tell us. We get to unburden all of our problems before Him, and we get to hear Him give us direction for every situation in our lives. If you've been very frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it's time for our devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Let somebody know that it is time for a devotion. Spread the news. Share the word. Bring somebody on this platform. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, like I said, is the 25th day in the month of November, 2024. I'll be looking at a topic that says, Prophesy with Wisdom, Part 2. Prophesy with Wisdom, Part 2. Our aim today is taken from Hymn 30 from our Open Heaven Manual, When We Walk with the Lord. When We Walk with the Lord. A Bible in 1 year is taken from Romans chapter 8 to chapter 10. Romans from chapter 8 to chapter 10. Our memory verse for today is taken from Proverbs chapter 10 verse 11. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 11, which says, The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Let's memorize it together. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 11. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Our Bible reading today is very long, so we'll take it as quickly as we can. 2 Samuel chapter 12 from verse 1 to 15. 2 Samuel chapter 12 from verse 1 to 15. From verse 1 it says, Then the Lord sent Nathan to David, and he came to him and said to him, There were two men in one city, one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It ate of its own food and drank from its own cup and lay in his bosom. And it was like a daughter to him. And a traveler came to the rich man who refused to take from his own flock and from his own herd to prepare one for the wayfaring man who had come to him. But he took the poor man's lamb and prepared it for the man who had come to him. So David's anger was greatly aroused against the man, and he said to Nathan, "As the Lord lives, the man who has done this shall greatly die, and he shall restore fourfold for the lamb, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity." Then Nathan said to David, "You are the man. Thus said the Lord God of Israel, anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul. I gave you your master's house and your master's wives into your keeping, and gave you the house of Israel and Judah. And if that had been too little, I also would have given you much more. Why have you despised the commandments of the Lord to do evil in his sight? You have killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword. You have taken his wife to be your wife, and have killed him with the sword of the people of Ammon. Now therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me, and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. Thus said the Lord, behold, I will raise adversity against you from your own house, and I will take your wives before your eyes, and give them to your neighbor, and he shall lie with your wives in the sight of this son. For you did it in secret, and I will do this thing before you, before all Israel, before the sun." So David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." And Nathan said to David, "The Lord has also put away your sin. You shall not die. However, because by this deed you have given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also who is born to you shall surely die." Then Nathan departed to his house. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, "Today I will be concluding the teaching I started yesterday on prophesying with wisdom." In our Bible reading for today, God sent Nathan to announce King David's punishment. As a wise prophet, Nathan knew that the way he communicated God's message would determine if he would leave the palace alive that day or not. Therefore, he started the message with a parable. When the king himself pronounced judgment based on his parable, he said, "That fellow is you, sir." There is a powerful lesson for you to learn here. When God sends a message through you to someone, you must be careful about the way you relay the message to the fellow. If God tells you something about somebody, don't be in a hurry to tell the fellow. Ask God for wisdom to relay the message in the right way, so that no one will get in trouble because of the prophecy. Over time, I have learned to do this. This is why I often give prophecies in the form of parables. If God has told me something and I am to share it to the public, if I know that the thing can be tough for some people to swallow, I will say it in the form of a parable. This way, I communicate God's message with wisdom. I have also seen people who use the gift of prophecy to destroy families. If God tells you something about someone and he says you should not tell the fellow, after asking God for wisdom on how to relay the message, you might also need to advise the fellow on how to use the information that he or she now has. This is because such a fellow might not have the same level of wisdom and understanding as you. If he or she lacks understanding or is not mature enough to handle the message appropriately, the devil can take advantage of this and push the fellow into taking actions that will cause more harm than good. If you know that the fellow may not use the prophecy correctly, and God is not compelling you to reveal the message, you may decide to just approach the person with general advice and guidance concerning the issue. This way, you can help him or her without causing any trouble. Beloved, the gift of prophecy is to perfect the saints, not to cause confusion or endanger them. Like we see in Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 11 to 12. Use it wisely. Today's open heaven comes to the key point that says, deliver prophecies with wisdom. Deliver prophecies with wisdom. Have you been blessed by the open heaven of today? Would you like to be a blessing to somebody today? You can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share this message? You can share this message by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT every morning. 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And on our mobile app, available on Play Store and Apple Store. We have amazing shows lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us today. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, to remain blessed. Bye-bye.